This is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank from the Grove Hotel in Chandler's Cross, England. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, plenty of guests tonight. J.T. Thomas, Jaguars middle linebacker, will join us. Brian Sexton on the docket as well. Jaguars this week, we'll hear from J.T. Thomas, the Jags middle linebacker. Defense against quarterbacks this year. Some interesting notes from Brian Sexton coming up. And finishing has been a big topic for the Jaguars the last few days. Didn't do it in Cincinnati. It's been a little bit of an issue lately. We'll hear from JT about that and how the Jags can get over the hump moving forward. You can get it on the show at Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jags Voice. And we welcome in Jaguars middle linebacker JT Thomas here at the Grove. Thanks for coming on tonight.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
This is a nice setup here, isn't it?
Yeah, I love the Grove Hotel, man. I love it.
And it's almost like, yeah, it's a trip overseas, but they've done everything here. Tell us about the setup of the meeting rooms, and it's really like a home away from home.
Well, I think it's just cool, you know, how everyone from the training room to the equipment staff was able to take everything from back home and bring it right here in London. And I'm sure they work even harder than we do on the field as far as having things arranged for us to help us get acclimated.
I heard some guys who were here last year, and you were, say that it was an easier transition in terms of, I guess, being used to it, the adjustment. Feel that as well?
Yeah. Well, last year, I know I had more of that tourist feel. Mm-hmm. And now it's like being back over here again is like being home again. You know, we know what to expect. We know what weather we were coming into and the other things, downtown, the sights. And none of that stuff was new for us again. So now it's like being back home.
Football. Finally back to football on Wednesday and today. And, of course, one more day of full practice tomorrow before the walkthrough Saturday at Wembley, the game Sunday. But you know, it's good to finally get back to work after the tough loss in Cincinnati. It's almost like this team is just right there. The last few weeks you've been right there in the game, but somehow just can't finish it. Why is that? How do you find that?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's all about chemistry. That's for us and every team in the National Football League. And now with time, you know, guys will be more experienced and be better at being able to finish the job. But the cool thing about that is you see the urgency on the field from the guys in practice. You see the urgency from the young guys trying to get things right, being on the details, being precise. And that's what matters to us. As long as we're continually getting better week in and week out, those are the things that we can control.
It's getting to the point where injuries are mounting up on defense. You know, you've got guys out, Will Blackman out, Poslesny out, who you've been replacing. What's the confidence level that you can maintain what you were doing for a 4 or 5 week period?
I tell you what, next man up is truly our mentality. Guys believe it. Guys look at our guys going down as an opportunity for other guys to step up. And that's the unique thing about our team and about everyone in our building that maybe people outside of the organization wouldn't understand. Our guys really look forward to the opportunity to be able to step up, like myself, to be able to step up, make some plays, and help the team win.
JT Thomas is with us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank from Chandler's Cross, England. Glad you're with us tonight. You moved back to the middle. That's the plan this week. Too bad for Jeremiah George, though, right? I mean, he was playing well, and his first game out there has the high ankle sprain. It hasn't been officially ruled out. Doesn't look good for him. But it sounds like if he's not going to go, you're going to go back to the middle. But you were back at Otto for a game, now back to the middle, back and forth. It doesn't matter to you where you are. You just want to be on the field.
It does. And you hate to see anyone go down, especially a young kid, because their confidence level can go up and down and be all over the place. Whereas an older guy understands, okay, let me get healthy and let me be ready to come back. And he was playing great for us. And he's going to be definitely added value once he's back up and healthy again. Now, as far as me being able to be versus to play a few different positions, anything it takes to help the team, you know, get the job done, I'm all for it. You know, and whether it's me playing middle linebacker or the auto position, I think my traits what worked best for us when I'm being able to communicate things to the rest of the guys on the field. And you know, that's why we've been able to be fortunate enough for guys to step in and keep things moving. You lose a guy like Will, you have Sherrod Martin step up, make a big play in the game. You know, so you'll see that stuff all over the field on Sunday.
And you mentioned young guys sort of having to learn how to be ready. Strikes me, you came in last year, you were a backup. You're a backup for a while this year, and yet have come in and, as JP said, played very well at both positions. How do you stay ready, stay up, stay confident while you have to wait that long?
Our coaches do a wonderful job at taking adverse situations and helping us understand that there's opportunity there. And I think that's really unique. in general, our team is full of guys. It's full of guys who's willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. And when I'm speaking to the younger guys, like you talked about some of the situation I've been in here, they listen to me because they understand that I've been in that situation. I've been hurt. I've been out. You know, I've been hurting at crucial points in my career. And to be able to bounce back, you know, guys can really listen when I'm telling them my story and things that will help them move forward.
Why are you more ready now to play at the level that you have than maybe in your first or second year in the league? What is it about you?
Truly maturity. And our defensive coordinator, Bob Babbage, will tell you a lot about that because he had me back when I was in Chicago. I'm very young.
He's got some stories to tell.
Yeah. It's all time. It's all time and experience and growing up and really learning things, listening to the older guys and being able to relay that same message to the younger guys.
JT Thomas is with us. Jaguars, Cowboys this week. How good's DeMarco Murray?
He's really good, and probably even better than that are the guys who's blocking for him. They're really good up front. They have playmakers all over the field. You have a veteran in Witten, and Dez Bryant is of course a playmaker. But his offensive line is great, man. But those guys get up, they're physical, and they move well.
Explain to me why Cedric Marks and Roy Miller make your job so much easier. What are they doing? What are they good at?
For one, their attitude. Our guys up front are so selfless, and we put a lot of the weight of our defense on our front because we have veteran guys who work hard and get the job done week in and week out. Now, and that's why when people talk about, hey, is there any added pressure playing? No, man. Like this is like a dream come true to be able to play behind Red, Bryant, Cedric, Clements, all those guys who understand what's going on and sacrifice week in, week out to make sure we can tackle people.
You say whatever helps the team, auto or middle, which would you rather be at?
I think anyone who's played football and played the linebacker position wants to play the middle linebacker position.
Because you're the guy, right?
There's a lot of plays to be made at the middle linebacker position. You're closer to the ball. You can get it all over the field. And it's definitely a really sexy position.
So the senior writer, which is what I'm
JT, we appreciate your time tonight. Have a good one, and good luck this week.
No problem. Thank you so
much. JT Thomas joining us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Download the official Jaguars app for the latest news, videos, photos, and more. During the game, receive special offers, live news, and scoring updates. The Jaguars app available in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Now, J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank from Chandler's Cross, England at the Grove Hotel. Our thanks to J.T. Thomas, Jaguars middle linebacker, heading out of here tonight. It's interesting because next man up, it's always got to be one extra guy. They've had a lot of injuries on this team, especially on the defensive side.
Nobody defines it like him. I mean, you say next man up, and that's one thing. And then when the next man up comes in and truly plays at a high level where you don't notice a big change, that's another thing. That's what he's been able to do.
That's right.
Must be talking about me.
Well, next man up is Brian Sexton.
Here he is.
What's up?
I want to miss that transition.
How are you?
Good
to see you, too. And, it's almost done here at the Grove. Jags are out of here tomorrow, guys, and heading to Wembley.
Before we talk to football, can I just – I spent the day, you know, diving into the history around this place, and I don't know whether people realize just how cool a place this is. The bunkers, did you get to see those? The World War II era bunkers?
I saw the photo that you put up.
Yeah, that were there just along the practice field in the woods. Out here is a black walnut tree that was planted from a sapling that was given by Captain Cook, to the Earl of Clarendon, who operated the manor back in the day. There's art all over the place that is just world-class. I mean, this is just a phenomenal facility. And I take it you probably have found the world-class spa. Have you gotten a hostel massage or two?
Well, I've got a day left, I guess, to get that in.
Anyway,
I better hurry.
You got a show tonight, though.
It's a terrific place. It's a really cool place.
I had a chance this morning to run around the golf course, actually, on the cart path of all things. And they had a WGC event here in 2006, and some of the plaques out on the course there are fantastic. Really nice course.
After that's right. 6 minutes was up, what'd you do?
You're hilarious, John, of course. Let's get to football quickly so we get stop being harassed by these two. Defense,
right,
against quarterback. You know, Tony Romo, it sounds like he's going to go. Why would he fly to England and not play? It doesn't make a lot of sense. So he practiced today. He was limited for the Cowboys. Sounds like he's going to go. how long, what capacity he goes. We'll find out Sunday, I guess. But the Jags have been pretty good against some pretty good quarterbacks.
Yeah, I looked at the numbers, you know, because there's a lot of questions that I've gotten on Twitter and Facebook about what if Romo plays, how big is the fall off. You know, we talked about the start, John, with the quarterbacks, and there were Nick Foles, Andrew Luck, Phillip Rivers. And then there was this lull where the Jaguars faced, frankly, Charlie Whitehurst, Brian Hoyer, although he was one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the AFC at the time, and then Tannehill, who was struggling but had come on. And now here comes Romo back with that elite level. But, you know, I looked at the numbers today, and the Jaguars in the first month of the season really struggled against opposing quarterbacks. Gave up an average of 329 yards per game, which is significant, worst in the league. A passer rating of 116.8, which is, again, playing at a very high level for quarterbacks, the measure of their efficiency. And 11 touchdown passes against, and only one interception. But in 5 weeks now, and I took 5 weeks because I do recognize Charlie Whitehurst is not elite, so I wanted to put Ben Roethlisberger's numbers in there and his passer rating. The Jaguars have allowed 230 yards on average over the last five games.
That's good.
They've given up four touchdown passes, but they have four interceptions.
That's good.
And the opposing quarterback efficiency rating is 77.8. So I guess in saying all of that and giving you all of those statistics, what I'm saying is the Jaguars are playing at a higher level now for a lot of reasons, John. But they're playing at a higher level, which allows the defense to go face Tony Romo, bring him on. You know, I mean, the way they're playing now, it's not as if they're going to fall back to when Phillip Rivers was able to get them in the second half, or Andrew Luck, quite frankly, in the first.
Well, and a couple of thoughts on that. First of all, the reason is the defensive line's playing so well.
You bet.
And they're getting pressure, and they're getting consistent pressure in passing situations. The other side of it that makes you nervous is this might be, when Romo's on, this may be the most balanced offense, the most dangerous in terms of having everything DeMarco Murray. It's much harder to defend that quarterback, obviously, when you've got a team that can go to the run like that. So that's the challenge I'll be looking for is if Romo's in the game, can they still get pressure and not give up too much to DeMarco Murray?
Well, and to look for another reason why the Jaguars have been so effective in the last month on defense, it's the Jaguars' run game. You know, they've gotten three really strong performances from Denard Robinson in the running game in total, which has allowed them to stay fresher, the time of possession has been more in their favor, allowed them to get after the quarterback when we've seen them stay near the top of the league rankings when it comes to sacks. So the Jaguars' ground game has set up their defense to play well against opposing quarterbacks.
Here's a slam dunk comment. The Cowboys are a much different team with Romo back there than Brandon Whedon. Jerry Jones said as such today at his press conference a few miles away from here. But and how different is this team with Whedon versus Romo?
Well, it's an elite quarterback versus a guy who's not elite. And having Romo in there makes the running game so much better. It's no coincidence that last week was their first week under 100 yards rushing when Romo's not in the game. So it makes you much more one-dimensional, much more easy to defend. And it's a much different task, stats aside, with Romo in the game.
Well, and we saw Brandon Whedon last year when we were in Cleveland. And we saw what that was. He struggled to see all of the different progressions down the field. When Romo's in there, he just feels where Dez Bryant is. And Jason Witten, how do you call that, a safety blanket? We're talking one of the best tight ends to ever play the game. Now you've got DeMarco Murray behind him. You're right, it is a slam dunk because he is an elite-level quarterback.
On the other side of it, sounds like Bortles is good to go. That was a concern a little earlier in the week, a non-throwing wrist, but sounds like he's okay, been practicing full, and that's good news.
Yeah. He's good to go. It sounds like Marquise Lee will be good to go. And I think Cecil Shorts, I think he'll play. So pretty close to full health on offense.
Those wide receiver scares, those hamstrings and such all year, right?
Anymore. I mean, it just seems like Colin's been talking about this so long.
We call that a Thursday around here.
Yeah, I guess we do.
That's very true. Well done, Brian. Thanks a lot, John. Well done as always.
Thanks,
plenty of coverage left here at the Grove in the next day or so. The Jags will practice here tomorrow for the final time, and then tomorrow afternoon we'll head to the Hilton at Wembley Stadium for Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick saying good night. This is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.